first half, you held Cimarron to just 8 points each in the first quarter and the second quarter. And you had a little bit of an offensive explosion in the third quarter, getting 20, but you still weathered the storm. What was the difference in the second half?
Well, I don't know if there was a little letdown or, you know, give Cimarron a lot of credit. They're a good basketball team. They're going to win a lot of games. And, you know, we came out and got off to a decent start there at the beginning of the third, and then it just kind of seemed like, you know, I probably didn't burn a timeout or two there when I should have to settle our guys down. I kind of wanted to see if they could get through it, and we eventually did. But Nick Ost, I think, had, what was it, 4 points in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
And that then finished right. with 17. And when he got on a roll and got going downhill, we really had nobody that could keep him in front of us. I thought he played, might have been the best player on the court tonight. But we overcame it. You know, they outscored us 4 points. It's not like we, you know, we got 8 points and they got 20. So give them a little credit. I thought defensively, for the most part, 75-80% of the time, we were really good, but when we break down, we're really bad. Still a work in progress. You know, did this play out the way we'd have liked? No. Did Cimarron want to have something to do about it? Yeah. I mean, it's still a win. Like I told our guys, it wasn't a real joyful locker room, but yeah, I think there's some tired bodies. We're playing a lot of kids, a lot of minutes. We've got to continue to build with our bench and get some more confidence in a few of those guys.
You talk about a player just kicking into another gear. It's Noah Williams. We talked about that against Great Bend, 22-11. Tonight, 13 points and 12 rebounds.
Well, that's a back-to-back double-double. That's pretty impressive. You know, once he quit settling just for his jump hook, when Pickle had, three and four fouls on him, he started doing more at the basket, and that was good. But, yeah, he gives us a lot of tough minutes in there. He really does. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today without him, no question.